Wow! I'm ready!
What up, quarantine? Welcome to the top 10, maybe even top 2 podcasts on the interwebs. No need to fear, the Boken Boys are here, podcasting in your ear. From the Square Mile City, Frank Sinatra's back door.
Back door, Frank.
Hoboken, New Jersey. We are the Boken Boys. I am your less than ever chubby friend Z. And to my left, as always, is the omnipotent, often opining, omnivorous Bones.
Opining. I can't think of that definition for that word.
To yearn for something.
Ah, yes. Yes. Omnivorous? I think we're all yearning right now.
What is I don't even know what omnivorous means. Is that you're
an omnivore.
Omnivore.
So you eat everything. We are omnivores. We're humans are right. Omnivores.
I knew yeah. It was something in that realm. I just didn't know if I was accurate there.
We're both carnivores. And whatever the...
herbivore is a thing.
Vegetators.
Herbivore is the planet.
Yeah, no, herbivore is not the right one. It's a... God, how can I remember this?
I don't know. I think herbivore is the plant. I could be wrong.
I think you're wrong.
I don't know. We have a special episode. Very good idea from you, Bonesy. What are we getting into today?
I think we have to give a shout out to our friend MP, Mike Porter. He gave us this idea. And we're going to call a long list of all our friends / friends' wives who are now friends or were friends before, or other friends were friends or better friends now, and tell them some positive things and yeah, just kind of take it from there.
I may or may not
positive. I will be positive.
We'll see how this goes.
All right. Are we're ready to kick it off? We're going to start with Roberto and his wonderful wife, Beth.
Hello.
It's me, your daddy, Roberto.
Hey, what's up?
Bob, how are you? Are you around Beth?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're on speakerphone.
Yeah. Just wanted to give you guys a call, tell you that we love you, we miss you, and we're very excited for this to end so we can hang out again.
Oh, so are we. Thank you so much.
Bob, you like to eat. You enjoy watching large, naked men slap each other. Beth, you are Bob Richards' wife. I've seen photos of you wrapped in an aerial sling.
That's it. That's all we wanted to call for.
That was really, really sweet, Chris. Thank you so much.
All right, well, talk to you later. Probably see you on video chat soon.
All right, send me pictures of your dinner.
All right, goodbye.
Have a mediocre Bye. Evening.
All right, next up, we have our friend Schly and his wonderful wife, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Are you around? Is your wife around as well?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to put us on speakerphone?
I'm already on speakerphone.
Oh, great. So I just wanted to give you a call. We wanted to say that we love you. We miss you. And we can't wait to hang out with you again after this whole crazy, stupid pandemic is over.
Is this your stupid podcast, loving people?
Schlier, you have dedication to an inferior athlete. You resemble a movie character who lost to Rocky, who also murdered someone. Lauren, you are Matt's wife. You can reach a very high octave while greeting people. Have a mediocre day.
All right, that was it. Talk to you later. Next up, we have the guy who we credit this idea to. MP, and his wonderful girlfriend, Marilyn. Hi! This call is realistically for Marilyn and her boyfriend, but I don't have Marilyn's number. You're welcome, Mike. And just wanted to give you guys a call, tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you, and how much we can't wait to see you again. And we'll come and hang out real soon when this stupid crisis is over.
Mike, I have played basketball with you before. You love eating undercooked pizza. Marilyn, you live with Mike. You once worked at the NFL Experience, which was okay. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Hope you're having fun. Next up, we have our good friend Viller, who is a lawyer. He lets us know that all the time. And a guy from Staten Island.
Oh, hey, man.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Well, I'm all right.
Well, good. So we just wanted to give you a quick call, tell you how much we love you, miss you, even though we see you a lot, and can't wait for this crisis to be over so that we can hang out full time again.
Okay, man.
Andrew, you once passed a difficult test. You care for your friends so deeply, you never say goodbye to them. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, man.
Next up, we have our good friend Sherrick and his wonderful, shockingly happy girlfriend, Sam, who...
not for long. She won't be happy for long.
Yeah, I mean, she lives with him, so... All right, let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Super. Come on.
Yeah, you're super. That's good. So I just wanted to... Well, we wanted to give you a call. Tell you how much we love you, how much we miss hanging out with you and Sam all the time, and how much we can't wait for this crisis to be over so we can have a big fun party and all be friends and hug each other again.
What the hell are you talking about?
Eric, you have gray hair and it looks okay. Your profession was responsible for the 2008 economic crash. Sam, you recently moved in with Eric. You have long black hair.
All right.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay. Well, hey, talk to you later.
All right. Goodbye.
Next up, we have our good friend, Pask. Let's see if he answers.
Yo.
Oh, fastest answer yet. Maybe Bobby was first. Hi, Pask. How are you?
Hi. What's going on?
Nothing. Just wanted to give you a quick call because we wanted to let you know that we love you, and we miss you, and that we can't wait to hang out again, possibly at a football tailgate, when all this craziness is over.
Why do I feel like I'm being set up to something here?
Pask, you used to be heavy like me, but you no longer are. You once had properly functioning ACLs. Your brain has to be large because of the size of your head. Thank you.
All right. See you later. This is fun. Next up, we have our friend, very good friend, Big Mike. Let's see if he answers. Interesting.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm great.
I'm excellent.
Good, good. I'm happy to hear it. So we just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know how much we love you, how much we miss you, and how much we can't wait to hang out again when this crazy, stupid crisis is over.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I can't wait to see you guys, too.
Big Mike, you are taller than Little Mike. You have a cool family, specifically a father. I've watched you play a musical instrument before. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Next up, we have our friends, Kevin. He's a Red Dragon-type fellow. And a good friend that lives in the town over from us, Jersey City.
Phones.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Just did a little 10-minute core workout.
Nice. good. See, positivity, trying to get make yourself better during this. So, just wanted to give you a quick call. And
oh, thanks, man.
Okay. What are you thanking me for? We wanted to let you know that we love you, we miss you.
Oh, thanks.
And that we can't wait for this whole thing to be over so we can hang out again and be friends and hug each other.
I know. It's like kind of fucking sucks dick.
Kevin, I hope you clean the schmegma out of your penis so you don't die from a horrific bacterial disease. You also played soccer competitively once. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin.
Now I get exhausted from like 2 minutes of strenuous exercise.
Yeah, well, that's what Chipotle will do to you. All right, well, talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, bud.
Next up, we have, interestingly enough, put down the two... not intentionally put down the two redheaded fellows back to back. Our good friend Baker. Why does anyone use the word fellow anymore?
Hello.
Hi, Baker. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know that we love you. We miss you. And we can't wait to hang out again and be friends. In a large group, hugging each other, maybe touching some nipples. Who knows?
How nice.
Adam.
I appreciate it.
You have red hair. You can eat a lot of food. You have a proclivity for building structures out of your pubes. Thank you.
All right. Well, see you later. Enjoy the nap.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Next up, we have our good friend, Yosef, and his wonderful wife, Val. Hi, Joe and Val. This is really more for Val, not for you, Joe. We wanted to give you a quick call and let you know how much we love you and how much we miss you and how much we can't wait for this whole thing to be over so that we can be friends again and hug each other and go out in groups and do fun stuff.
Joe, you love your wife so much you took her last name. You have many internet friends that are under the age of 12 that you slate works with. Val, you donated to charity by marrying Joe. You have a thick New Jersey accent. Thank you.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. Next up, we have one of our very best friends and roommate, Madison, who is currently holding strong down in CT. Up in CT, down in CT. Hi!
Hey, why are you calling me?
Are you okay?
Yeah, but you guys are like anything
to FaceTime. It's okay. So, we just wanted to give you a call to tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you, how much we can't wait for this all to be over so we can be friends again and hang out and do fun things.
Madison. We have lived together for a period of time. You cut people's hair.
This is on your podcast. Fuck you guys.
You enjoy getting spicy with friends while you PR. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
All right, love you.
I can read you guys like a book.
Well, you're a genius. All right, talk to you later. Next up, we have my good friend from home and everyone's good friend, Luke and his wonderful wife, Alicia. Oh, and child. Baby G.
Hello, this is Luke. Can't answer my phone right now. Leave a message. So I get right back to you.
Hi, Luke and Alicia. This is for both of you. We just wanted to give you a quick call, and Baby G, to let you know that we love you, that we miss you, and that we can't wait to hang out and see you again and be friends and do fun stuff together.
Luke, you work with movie stuff. We used to get drinks together socially. Alicia, you once gave birth. You help people out for a living. Thank you.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. So just to quickly go over his voicemail. So I don't remember what company. I think this was at, I forget which company it was where he was working at. He let somebody else make his voicemail. This was years ago, and it's been that way forever. Like the first time I have him, I'm like, is this the right number? Like, that doesn't make any sense. All right. Next up, we have a very good friend who lives on the West Coast, Stu, who also is a co-host on our gambling podcast, and he is has his own site, OwlEatsFootball.com. Really great guy, one of the nicest people we know. Hi, Stu. How are you? So we just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know that we love you. We miss you. We can't wait to be back doing podcasts again for sports. And can't wait to see you for your bachelor party coming up in a couple of months here.
Stu, you give advice to people about sports. You once helped children. You are not short. Thank you.
All right. Have a great one. Next up is our good friend, Bishil the Pill, Jabroni King. He goes by many names. Let's give him a ring. Bishil, Bobby, Jabroni King, how are you? Just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know that we love you, we miss you, and can't wait to hang out with you again when this whole stupid crisis is all over.
Bishil, you once had a hairline. I've seen you put a basketball in a hoop before at a mediocre rate. I once bit your head while dancing, accidentally. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Next up, our good friend, Dave, the Honey Badger, Herm, whatever you want to call him. He goes by many names. Fun fact, he is one of the reasons that so many of us are connected, including Roberto, MP, and others. Let's give him a ring. Wow. Just got bodied.
Should we do it anyway?
Yeah. I don't know. Is that a little weird?
I'll just do it.
Okay.
Dave, you are racially ambiguous. You care about poor people and trees. Thank you.
Okay. Dave, just want to let you know that we love you, we miss you, and can't wait to see you soon. All right. Talk to you later. Next up, we have our friend Lee. Hi, I'm Lee. He is one of our most monotone friends, but a great friend nonetheless, and his wonderful wife, Heather, who, again, like Sherrick's girlfriend, Sam, is a saint. So let's give him a ring.
Hello, James.
Hi! How are you? How are you?
I'm good. How are you, James?
Good. Thanks for responding to that question. Is your wife around?
My wife is around.
Are you on speakerphone?
I am on speakerphone.
Oh, wow. Does everyone speak up on speakerphone these days? I don't know. Anyway, we just wanted to give you a call to tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you, and how much we can't wait to see you again and hang out and do fun things as friends and go out in a big old party.
Am I being recorded?
Lee, you resemble a giraffe. You enjoy spiking your friend's hookah so they become sick. You once had a working neck. Heather, you see something in Lee no one else does. You once helped hire our friend's sister. Thank you.
All right, talk to you later.
What the?
Next up, we're going to give a ring to good friend Ryan, whose last name is also a first name, but I won't use that, and his wonderful wife, Danielle. Let's see if he picks up the phone. He's probably been cooking dinner for the past 12 hours. Hi! What's up, Ween Patrol? So, just wanted to give you and your wonderful wife a quick call. Let you know how much we love you, how much we miss you, and how much we can't wait to go hang out and rage again and have a great time.
You two are married. Ryan, you make people wait long periods of time to enjoy things. Danielle, you then take pictures of those things. Thank you.
All right, well, talk to you guys later. Next up, we have our good friend, Jay Stu, who, much like myself, likes to get very, very drunk. Let's give him a ring. getting a lot of people who try to act like they're doing something right now. Hi! Hi, Jay Stu, how are you? So we just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know how much we love you, how much we miss you, how much we can't wait to hang out and rage again, party again, and be friends.
John, your name resembles someone more famous and talented than you. You have pretty hair. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Next up, we have our good friend, Brother. The reasoning behind that is Monsignor sitting next to me. I'm going by your new name now. Third name change in the past year for him.
I'm confused. Fluid.
He's a he, she, him, her, it, whatever you want to call it. Not George, our friend Monsignor. So let's give him a ring.
Bones?
George? Hi.
Bones?
How are you?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So we just wanted to give you a little voice crack there. We wanted to give you a quick call to let you know how much we love you, how much we really miss you, how much we can't wait to hang out again and be friends and touch each other.
George, you are my brother. You have hair, lots of hair. You have the same penis as me. You root for the Packers. Thank you.
Am I on your guys' thing?
All right. Well, you know, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Next up, we have our good friend, Charlie, who's currently quarantining with his wonderful girlfriend, Erica, in Chi-Town, Chicago. Not the bad side of Chicago, the good side, I think. I would assume so. And they seem to be having a good time, but let's give him a little ring. Charlie, hi, how are you? So we were originally calling for one, but I guess now we're calling for two. Erica, hope you're doing well as well. We just wanted to call to tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you, and how much we can't wait to hang out and see you both again.
Charlie, you are Italian. You have three consonants in a row in your last name, and it sucks. You once fired your friends Doug and Matt. Erica, you date Charlie. You don't live close to us. We don't like that. You have a dog. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Next up, we have our good friends, Church and Rach, and their wonderful child, Luca. Really great couple. Really ideal if you're looking to see what you should have in a marriage and a family. This is it. Let's give them a ring. Church. You seem to be doing... It's Bones.
Oh, hey, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on, homie?
Well, we just wanted to give you a quick call to you and your wife to let you know how much we love you guys. Oh, and your child as well, Luca.
Look at this.
How much we miss you and how much we can't wait to hang out with you again.
Look at this. Who are you with right now?
George, you and Rachel had sex once. You are Croatian. You like sports and things. Rachel, your favorite month of the year is March. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Love you.
You're the best, man. We love you too, man.
All right. Well, I hope you guys are doing well.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I can't wait to not see you, like, digitally. I want to see you in human.
Yeah, we can't either. All right, I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, that was fun. Next up. We have our good friend, Lil Mike, who is also friends with our friend, Big Mike, and as you can assume, they are different sizes. And his wonderful girlfriend, Elena, who is moving, or has moved, from Boston to here just for him. What a wonderful couple. Let's give him a ring. Are you kidding?
Oh!
Come on. So I said, are you ready? Not with your writing.
I'm just so used to...
Oh, God. We're leaving this, too.
Yo.
Mike, hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Who is that?
It's Bones. It's Bones.
What up?
So, we just wanted to give you and your wonderful girlfriend, Elena, a call and let you know how much we love you guys, how much we miss you, how much we can't wait to hang out and do fun things again.
Mike.
We love and miss you too.
We have known each other for a period of time. One of your favorite musical artists is Craig David. Your last name resembles objects women put inside of them. You work with spreadsheets. Elena.
Is this important?
Elena, you recently moved here. You have a sister. You also work with spreadsheets. Thank you.
All right. Love you. Talk to you later. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Next up, we have our good friend, Jan, a.k.a. John, who lives in CT, in great state of Connecticut, with his wonderful wife and child, who we assume we can only have a 50% chance of his being his. So let's give him a ring. He might pick up. He wouldn't pick up in normal times.
Happy Good Friday.
Ah! John, hi, how are you?
Oh, hey. How's it going, Bones?
It's good. It's good. So, me and Monsignor over here wanted to give you a quick call to tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you, how much we can't wait to potentially hang out again when this is all over.
Yeah, likewise, if I don't kill myself beforehand.
John, you're a good stepfather. You enjoy looking at yourself in the mirror while having sex. You can get a reservation at Dorsia. Callie,
I actually enjoy drinking off to myself more than anything.
Callie, you once gave birth. You are a woman. You have blonde hair. Thank you.
All right, John. Well, have a great night.
God bless. Thank you so much.
That was great. Next up, we have a good friend, Bob, and his wonderful, wonderful wife,
the Schwalm.
Sam, who
the Schwalm.
They've been together for a very long time. Another great couple. They used to live, she used to live here in Hoboken. Now she does not. Let's give him a ring.
Hello?
Bob, hi!
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good! So, it's Bones, first off. Me and the Monsignor wanted to give you a quick call to tell you and Sam how much we love you, how much we miss you, how much we can't wait to hang out and be friends and do fun things again.
Oh, that's very nice of you. We miss you guys as well.
Bob, you have a soothing voice. You know your way around assets and liabilities and occasionally stockholders' equity. You have a level of understanding of sports. Schwamm, you have a competitive spirit. You bring energy. You can probably kick my ass. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Love you. Bye.
You too, guys. Thank you.
That was great. Next up, we have our good friends, Ian, his wonderful wife, Michelle, who live down in Charlotte, I believe. Much nicer weather down there, I believe. Really, really great guy. Great woman as well. Let's give him a ring. That wasn't Ian, was it? Seems he's also pretending to be doing things.
He probably is. He's always doing shit.
Well, he's a healthy human being.
He's the most active person I know.
Yeah. Very, very healthy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Ian and Michelle, hi! This is Bones, alongside Monsignor Z. We wanted to give you a quick call to tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you, how much we can't wait to hang out and do fun things again.
Ian, you have biceps. You once went to school for 6 years to acquire a certain degree. You no longer live near us, and you can jump high. Nahas, you now have a last name I can pronounce correctly. You watch television shows that I like. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Love you. Oh, that was another good one. Next up, we have our good friend Joe and his wife Danielle, who, quick fun fact story, I once totaled his car, but we're all okay. Let's give him a ring.
Hello, Christopher.
Joe, hi! Whoa, that was loud. It's Bones.
What's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm alongside with my friend, Monsignor Z. He's going by a new name now. It's his third name change in a year.
Yeah, I hear this. I hear this new name.
Yeah. So we just wanted to give you a call to tell you how much we love you and Danielle, how much we miss you, how much we all can't wait to hang out and be friends again when this is all over.
Well, I absolutely love that.
Joe, you flick your belly button with vigor. Your hairline.
I had done that in a while, and I did that today.
Your hairline has a nickname, Recession. You do things with real estate. Danielle, you have a level of knowledge in fashion. you once taught children. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff. Love you. Have a great time. Bye.
Thanks. Thanks. You too, guys.
Next up, we have our good friend, Longo. Very good chef. Makes some banging food. Currently furloughed, or possibly at work. Not sure. So we're praying for him to get, you know, for this to end. And also, when we're together, it's not good on the drinking side, known as the Bash Brothers, not for good reasons. So let's give him a ring. Hi! Longo, how are you? This is Bones, alongside Monsignor Z. And we just wanted to give you a quick call to tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you, and how much we can't wait to hang out again and do fun things.
Longo, you look very clean cut. You cook things. You occasionally lose to me in spades. Thank you.
All right, love you. Talk to you later. Can't believe that guy didn't pick up. So next up, we have our good friend Doug. He was a very tall human being. Friends through our friend Charlie, who fired him, which wasn't very nice. But let's give him a ring, see how he's doing. Hi, Doug! How are you? This is Bones, alongside Monsignor Z. And we wanted to give you and Danny a call and tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you guys, and how much we can't wait to hang out and be friends and do fun things again.
Doug, you are tall. You look like Hank from Barstool. Charlie once fired you. Danny, you're marrying Hank from Barstool. Thank you.
All right, love you. Have a great weekend. Next up, we have our good friend Ronnie and his wife Ash, who he is in a group chat with us and says nothing ever. He just reads everything. We know he reads everything because you can see. So let's give him a ring. Ron, stop! Hi, Ronnie. This is Bones and Monsignor Z. We wanted to give you and Ash a call, let you know that we love you, that we miss you, and that when this is all over, we can't wait to hang out and be friends again.
Ronnie, your fellow countrymen have been known to have a hard work ethic. We once coached basketball together. You have a thick Connecticut accent that sucks. Ash, you help people for a living, and then go home and help Ronnie. Thank you.
All right, love you. Have a great one. Oh, no surprise there, they didn't pick up for you. Next up, we have our good friend Barnes and his wonderful wife Sarah, we've been friends with for some time now. They're getting married in October, I believe. Is that the right month? September or October. They've been together for since college, so a long time, and can't wait to give them a ring. Let's call them. Well, what we were going to say, because, you know, he'll listen to this. Barnes, Sarah, we just wanted to give you a quick call to tell you that we love you, that we miss you, and that we can't wait to hang out with you again.
Barnes, we have played athletic events together. We once sat next to each other for a period of time, during a period of time. You speak few words. Your favorite sport is not American.
Hockey. It's a great sport.
Sarah.
North American.
You have an affinity for cats. You will be soon marrying someone whose favorite sport is an American. Thank you.
All right. Let's go Devils. Have a great night. Bye. Voice box full. Gonna have to let him know to delete some of that stuff. Next up, we have our good friend Scott, who is one of the few Scots we like. And his wonderful girlfriend, Nikki. Let's give him a ring.
Hello, Chris.
Scott, hi!
Hey.
Hey, it's Bones. How are you?
Oh, hey, Bones. How's it going?
Good.
All right, I'm alive.
Good. I'm happy to hear you're alive. We are, too. Are you with your significant other?
I am not.
Okay, that's all right. So, me and Monsignor Z wanted to give you a quick call to tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you, and how much we can't wait to hang out again, do fun things, and get real drunk.
Scott.
Nice, man.
Scott. You drink beer. You are a computer nerd by profession. You like playing video games on the computer like a nerd in your personal life.
Literally what I was doing relatively not long ago.
We're going to pretend Nikki's here. Nikki, you have a passion for reality television, and you are a Mountaineer. Thank you.
All right, Scott, love you. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot, guys.
Next up, we have our good friend, B-Rush, who was a random roommate of mine, but the best random roommate, because I've had some bad ones. Let me tell you that. He now works for Carolina, the Carolina Hurricanes. Real good guy, all around. Loves sports, good hockey guy, big hockey fan here. Let's give him a ring.
Yo, what's up?
B-Rush, hi!
What's going on?
It's Bones and Monsignor Z.
What's up, Bones?
How are you?
Not too bad. What are you guys up to?
Oh, you know, we're just sitting here doing stuff. So, we wanted to give you a quick call to tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you, and how much
we
can't wait to hang out and do fun things and watch sports and gamble again.
I got to get back up there at some point.
B-Rush, you once lived with Bones. You are from upstate New York. We occasionally gamble together, specifically on Turkish soccer.
Only.
You root for a team that slams people through tables. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for your service.
All right, B-Rush. Well, hope you're doing well. We'll talk to you soon.
Later.
Love you.
What was this?
Goodbye.
Don't worry about it. Thank you.
What a great guy that guy is. All right. Next up, we have our good friend Ali, who was a short-term roommate while our other roommate, Maddie, was away in Paris, I want to say. Whatever. And now she's one of our best friends. So let's give her a ring, see how she's doing.
Hello.
Al, hi.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, no, this is Bones.
Oh.
Well, Monsignor Z is sitting next to me. How are you doing?
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, doing great. So, we just wanted to give you a quick call to tell you how much we love you, how much we really miss you, how much we can't wait to hang out again and do fun things.
Sounds like a recording.
We're being sincere, so that's not the response we were looking for. But
Allie,
we do love you, and we do miss you.
Allie, you have brothers. You say the word dude a certain way.
Dude.
You dance like no one. You dance like no one is watching. Thank you.
That's so true. Guys, love you. What are you doing?
All right, Al. Talk to you later. Love you.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Please.
Oh, that was great. Really do miss Allie. And lastly, we did this in no particular order, but lastly, we have our good friend Goldie, who is a man of many words, not a man of few words.
I made sure Goldberg was last.
Oh, okay. So he was intentionally last. Let's give him a ring. Also a roommate of mine, not really random.
Chris, what up?
Goldie, hi!
What's going on, guys?
Hi, it's Bones. I'm sitting alongside Monsignor Z. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've been better. I'm doing pretty good, though. What's going on?
Yeah, well, yeah, we've been all been a little better. Well, we just wanted to give you a quick call to tell you how much we love you, how much we miss you, how much we can't wait to hang out and do fun things again when this is all over.
You look at that. You guys are doing a little emotional deposit. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, I like how you categorize what we're doing.
Just wait. Goldberg.
Talk to me.
Your people killed my lord and savior.
Oh, my God.
You enjoy eating potato salad.
I can't walk on water, can you?
You like eating potato salad.
I haven't had potato salad in, I don't know, 3.5 years.
You are a known mooch. Thank you.
What are you guys up to?
All right, Goldberg, we love you. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Just call everybody and say hi.
Yep. Talk to you later.
All right. See you.
Well, that was great. So thanks to everyone who picked up, even the people that didn't pick up. A few of you will be getting texts about cleaning up your inbox because you have a lot of voicemails in there that you haven't listened to. Hopefully it's not credit card collectors.
Barnes.
yes. But yeah, we just wanted to do this to... know, make someone and everyone, our 37 of our closest friends, because that's how many people we called, a little bit happier, and then also make fun of them at the end of when we did that.
I hope this quarantine lasts forever so I don't see any of you ever again.
Wow, that wasn't very nice. I don't hope that. I hope it doesn't last forever. Anyway, thank you all, and have a great night.
I love my friends and my friends.